It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Old English words for men and women explain where the were in werewolf comes from, among other language mysteries.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
And, you know, I've never really thought about it, but werewolf is about the only place I can think of where we see that.
You are right. And this is one of the many things I love about studying the history of English, is that when you study these older periods like Old English, so the language of Beowulf, you discover these words that have, for the most part, died out of the language, but they surface, they pop up in these funny places. Let's think about words for men and women in Old English. You had the word weef, which meant woman in general, and the counterpart to that was wear, W-E-R. So weef and wear, woman and man. Now, wear has mostly died. It is, if you go back to Indo-European, etymologically related to the Latin for man, V-I-R, which we then borrow into English in words like virile and virility. But wear died out, except in this one word we have in modern English, werewolf.
It's a really awesome word.
It is an awesome word, and it is a man wolf. Now let's talk about weef to mean woman. Now, of course, it's a married woman, but in Old English, a weef was just a woman. Then you got the compound weefman. In Old English, man, man, was actually able to be generic. So a weefman was a female person. And over time, that F gets eroded away and weefman becomes woman. I would like to note there that there are some folk etymologies of woman that I would like to dispel right now.
Just do it.
I have
Get them out
to,
of the way.
Because one of them is womb man.
Like a womb where the baby is.
Yes. So a womb man, that is not the etymology of woman. And the other is really unfortunate, which is it is woe to man.
Oh, no.
I know. So let's just take those etymologies off the table.
They're gone.
It is weefman, a female person. Now, knowing this older meaning of weef helps explain some otherwise mysterious expressions, such as old wives' tales.
Old ladies sitting around telling stories. That's kind of how I always thought about it.
Right, but I always wondered, why do they have to be married?
Good question.
I thought, can only married women tell old wives' tales? And the answer is, of course, no, that old wives' tales, that goes back to the older meaning of weef, as in woman. So old wives' tales are just the tales that older women sit around and tell. Another place where that meaning of wife comes up is midwife. Have you ever thought about that word?
No, I haven't, but now I want to.
Exactly. So a midwife, and you think, okay, clearly about women, but why a midwife? To understand midwife, we need to once again go back to that older meaning of wife or weef to just mean woman. And here it helps to know that mid, as a preposition in Old English, meant with. So what we have here is a with woman, a midwife. And so a midwife is the woman who is with the woman who's giving birth, which, of course, once you know that, makes total sense. But I think most of us go through our lives talking about midwives without ever thinking about what's the mid in a midwife.
All right, and another language mystery solved.
Always try to do a little of that on a Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.